ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Major Wall Street indexes all down more than 2% in morning trading. And despite investor fears, Bankrate's chief financial analyst Greg McBride tells ABC this was overdue.
Market corrections, which is a 10% pullback from a high, tend to happen on average about once a year, every 12 months or so. We're overdue. So, you know, put it in that context.
Former President Donald Trump trying to pin the sell-off on Vice President Kamala Harris. She spent the weekend meeting with contenders to join her as a running mate. The CENTCOM commanders in the Middle East, the U.S. attempting to help Israel defend itself. Iran is expected to retaliate after the recent killings of Hamas and Hezbollah leaders. Debbie downgraded to a tropical storm but being blamed for one death. A 13-year-old boy in Levy County, Florida was killed when a tree fell onto his family home. Major concerns are dangerous rain and storm surge for Florida, Georgia, and the Carolinas. This is ABC News. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer says a standing army of police will be cracking down on street violence that was sparked after a murder suspect was misidentified online as a Muslim asylum seeker. ABC's Patrick Reeval has more.
This disinformation was being circulated very, very widely and very quickly by far-right groups. We saw riots almost immediately in Southport, where groups of men began attacking first a mosque. They then set fire to a local community support office. Very ugly violence targeted directly at the Muslim community up there.
Prime Minister called it far-right thuggery. A Delta flight returned to Boston Sunday after the jet was struck by lightning just minutes after takeoff.
Delta 112 heavy, as I understand, was a lightning strike and it was over Atlantic.
Correct.
Those recordings from liveatc.net as audio captured the conversations as the plane prepared to land. Everybody was safe. The FAA will investigate. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Fuller's Milkers Center, LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center is your GIA dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit fullersmilkerscenter.com.
For the afternoon, mostly cloudy and humid with a 40% chance of scattered showers or thunderstorms. Tonight, breezy with occasional showers and thunderstorms, some of which could be heavy, a low of 62. The National Weather Service has issued a flash flood watch for Sauk County from tonight through tomorrow morning. Tuesday, it'll be noticeably cooler, 72 and sunshine and 78 and nice coming up on Wednesday. Currently on the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge, we're at 75 degrees.
WRCO 100.9.
Pretty face and a lonely smile. Back.
holds me in all my scars. Fall asleep here in the dark.
Country and Community, WRCO FM 100.9. Great music coming your way on Country and Community. New to the country survey in the last few weeks, Brothers Osborne.
In the NFL, when you come over at halftime and say, does this dress fit too tight? We just look you in the eye with a big fat lie and say, looks just right. Well, that's the truth about men.
truth about us. We like to hunt and golf on our days off.
Scratch, spit, and cuss. And no matter what line we hand you, we come dragging in.
We ain't wrong, we ain't sorry, and it's probably gonna happen again.
Watching Steel Magnolias, we like Rambo and Die Hard 4.
Jump up and down like fools when we see the new tools
at the Home Depot store. The only reason we do is 'cause we know it leads to the one thing that we all want.
Well, that's the truth about men. Yeah, that's the truth about guys. We'd rather pick guitars and work on cars
than work on the problems in our lives. I know we might say it to you every now and then.
We ain't wrong, we ain't sorry, and it's probably gonna happen again.
But if you wanna know what we're all thinking, nothing too complex. It's just something cold for drinking and a whole lot of SES.
That's the truth about men. Yeah, that's the truth about us. We like to hunt and golf and drive around lost,
scratching, spitting, a whole lot of other disgusting stuff.
And no matter what line we give you, when we come crawling in, probably gonna happen again. We ain't wrong, we ain't sorry, and it's probably gonna happen. Sure, it's gonna happen. You know it's gonna happen again.
And that's the truth about me.
You know it, son.
Tell them how it is, Chris.
You'll love an A&W root beer float. Made fresh root beer with real cane sugar meets a perfect swirl of creamy vanilla soft serve in our signature frosty mug. Try one today and watch all your worries float away. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
The changing seasons mirror the changing seasons of our lives. Each season offers something special. I'm Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We're committed to celebrating life. We strive to help you celebrate the life of a loved one who has been lost, and we work hard to help the living open new seasons of life, recovering from the grief that comes with loss. Whatever your season in life, we are always willing to help at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Working outdoors often results in a great feeling afterwards, the feeling of having achieved something. Whether it's tackling fallen limbs, cutting firewood, or clearing land, Steel has a chainsaw for your next project. Find your Steel at Hillsboro Equipment, like the reliable MS-271 Farm Boss, a high-performance, high-tech chainsaw that's built to work day in and day out. Enjoy the satisfaction of a job well done with a Steel chainsaw from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport, Reedsburg.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
100.9 WRCO. Hey God, it's me. I hate to be a bother, but I could use a minute or two. Yeah, I'm just so heartbroken, disappointed in the way this world is. I can't help but wonder.
Mickey Guyton on WRCO Radio. Steven Tyler's voice is so damaged that Aerosmith will not ever tour again. The band released a statement saying Tyler, who is 76, has been unable to recover from a vocal injury suffered during a concert in September on one of the first dates of their farewell tour last year. And it's lucky number 13 for Taylor Swift's The Tortured Poets department. It returns to the number one spot for a 13th consecutive week on the Billboard 200 albums chart after moving another 71,000 units in the past week. Celebrity birthdays today. We talked earlier today about Lonnie Anderson. She is 79. Singer-guitarist Rick Derringer is 77, and singer Samantha Sang is 73 as well. Actress Maureen McCormick, the Brady Bunch fame, 68 today. The former teen idol. Also born on this day, director James Gunn, probably most famous for Guardians of the Galaxy fame. He is 58. Country music's Terry Clark with a birthday today. Terry turns 56. And so let's lead into a new release from Terry Clark featuring Ashley McBride, a redo of one of Terry's hits called Better Things to Do.
grab a drink?
I don't have time.
Weather and sports here on WRCO Country and Community. We're holding steady at 74 this morning. Here is Jelly Roll.
Yeah. I'm a county jail revival. I'm a bottle in a bottle. I'm a Rolling Stone disciple with a cross across my face. I'm a trailer park tornado, jagged edges on my halo. Hope the chariot gon' swing low and carry me away. This little light of mine, damn near burned me alive. Lord knows that mama tried, and I don't know if I'm halfway to heaven or halfway. Sunday sermon. Holy water with my bourbon. Standing on the bridge, I'm burning with a can of gasoline. Am I worth saving if I'm always faded? It feels like I'm caught in between.
Today's 11:30 news update is sponsored by Harvest Guest Home. There's always family here.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Major Wall Street indexes all down more than 2% in morning trading. And despite investor fears, Bankrate's chief financial analyst Greg McBride tells ABC this was overdue.
Market corrections, which is a 10% pullback from a high, tend to happen on average about once a year, every 12 months or so. We're overdue. So, you know, put it in that context.
Former President Donald Trump trying to pin the sell-off on Vice President Kamala Harris. She spent the weekend meeting with contenders to join her as a running mate. The CENTCOM commanders in the Middle East, the U.S. attempting to help Israel defend itself. Iran is expected to retaliate after the recent killings of Hamas and Hezbollah leaders. Debbie downgraded to a tropical storm but being blamed for one death. A 13-year-old boy in Levy County, Florida was killed when a tree fell onto his family home. Major concerns are dangerous rain and storm surge for Florida, Georgia, and the Carolinas. This is ABC News.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. Hometown of baseball yesterday, Ashton was a winner over Middleton 5-4. Sauk Prairie 11-8 over Reedsburg. That sets up an Ashton at Sauk Prairie final for the northern section on Sunday. And in the West, Pine Bluff Mount Horeb pulled the upset off over Dodgeville 7-2. They will travel to Verona, which defeated Belleville 7-6. The Western Section Championship is also Sunday at 1. And the Viroqua Legion team is unbeaten so far in the tournament. They'll play at 5 o'clock this afternoon in the next round of the tournament. American Legion Baseball happening for the Class A State Championship. It is in Osseo, Wisconsin. Sunday's 4-3 loss means the Brewers lost 2 of 3 games to the Nationals. A bases-clearing triple in the sixth by rookie James Wood was the decider. Hobie Milner took the loss in relief, and Gary Sanchez hit his 8th home run. The Nationals won the season series by taking 4 out of 6 games, the first time they have accomplished that since 2015. The Bucks have beefed up the bench and done some good work in the offseason. CBS Sports gives the front office a grade of B- for its work. Signings like Gary Trent Jr., Torian Prince, and DeLon Wright moved the needle. Milwaukee wasn't able to obtain a proven 3-and-D player. That would have required the trade of Brook Lopez. The Bucks will still be going without somebody to slow down opponents like Jalen Brunson and Donovan Mitchell. For now, they don't have that. I'm Phil Nee. That's an update on sports.
Do you remember the most important foundation of any relationship? It's trust, T-R-U-S-T, trust. This is Joe Flores, owner-manager of Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living. Without trust, there can be no peace of mind. A mind that's filled with stress and anxiety keeps the body from healing. At Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, both residents and caregivers enjoy the trust of each other. Tender, loving care, putting residents first, treating residents the way we want our own parents treated. All these make for a trusting, relaxed, and homey atmosphere. Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living provides personal care and supervision, nutritious meals, medication management, activities, laundry, and housekeeping to frail older adults who do not belong in a nursing home. Come visit us and see for yourself how trust between residents and caregivers benefit the elderly. Harvest Guest Home, 647-8205. There's always family here.
Our forecast for the afternoon calls for temperatures around 81 with a 40% chance of scattered showers. Occasional rain tonight. Some storms could be a little bit heavier tonight, bringing some heavy rain. A low of 61 this evening. There's a flash flood watch for Sauk County from tonight until tomorrow morning. Right now it is 74 degrees. Today's community calendar reminders, made possible by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. We remind you, first of all, that the road is closed, Highway 60, to install a culvert. That, according to the Richland County Highway Department, the closure on Highway 60 east of Muscadet to Gotham, Highway 60, will be hard closed from County Highway 00 and the west intersection of Gingers Road to the east section of Gingers Road. Fire and rescue will still be able to maintain service in the area. The road will remain closed through Thursday. Tech Help Tuesday will be held Tuesday at the Brewer Public Library from 9 until noon. Get basic help with all apps and devices. Walk-ins are welcome. Appointments can be scheduled by calling the Brewer Public Library at 608-647-6444. There is no charge for the service. Those interested in luminaries for Walk with Grace may pick them up at Richland County Bank, Royal Bank, People's Community Bank, All-American Do-It Center, or Walsh's Ace Hardware, all in Richland Center. Luminaries are also available at the Grace office Tuesdays and Thursdays from 11 until 1. Grace, with many events going on this week, the Walk with Grace Captains and Survivors Night at the Phoenix Center on Wednesday. The doors will open at 5. The evening includes a free will pizza supper and presentations from researchers on how Grace funding has helped. Teams wishing to have raffle and luminary sales count toward team totals must have the money turned in by August 7th. And the actual walk is coming up on Friday night in Richland Center. That will get underway with the opening ceremony at 6 o'clock. We also remind you today that People First Bowling, bowling for people with disabilities, is held each Tuesday from 3 until 5 at the Phoenix Center. Cost to be a part, $2 per game. For more information, call Cheyenne at 608-604-0633. Richland County's 4th Annual National Night Out will be held Tuesday from 5 until 8 at Kruska Park in Richland Center. This year's live entertainment will be located in the Veterans Pavilion, with all other activities located along the gravel path and the parking lot as well. As in the past, there will be police officers, sheriff's deputies, firefighters, and first responders, along with their equipment and demonstrations. The annual 5K run walk, which raises funds for the Richland Center and Richland County K-9 programs, will also be held. New this year will be an array of food trucks where you can purchase food. The 5th Annual Vernon County National Night Out is also going on tomorrow night from 5 until 9 at the Vernon County Fairgrounds in Viroqua. The event will be filled with fun-filled activities, community engagement, and a shared commitment to safety and togetherness. The Okooch Mountain Humane Society food stand will be open Wednesday and Thursday from 10 until 2. The Animal House food stand will be located in the Richland Center Community Center parking lot. The Richland Center Kiwanis Back to School Backpack and Supplies Sign-Up Day will be held at the Richland Center Community Center on Wednesday from 5 until 6:30. And Hill Country Classic Power will be held with a meeting that is coming up at 8 o'clock at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center on Wednesday evening. Eagles School Sneak Peek Fundraiser will be held Friday and Saturday from 9 until 2, featuring a rummage sale, bake sale with coffee and pieces of pie a la mode, a disc golf putting contest, supervised playground, and a lunch wagon from 11 until 2.
Ellie here at Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Keep your house dry from wet paws with our Dirty Dog Chamois and Dirty Dog Doormats. With all this rain to keep things green, now is the perfect time to lay down your grass seeds. We have many seed options to keep your lawn happy, as well as seeding mulch, straw, and fertilizers. Treat your furry friends with our large selection of toys and tasty snacks. Kick pesky mosquitoes to the curb with our Spartan mosquito traps this summer. We appreciate all of our friends down here at Chet's, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by today at 880 North Orange Street, or give us a call at 647-8833.
22 minutes before the hour of 12 o'clock noon. 74 WRCO Studios. Here is Easton Corbin.
The first time that I met her, she was pouring shots of rum. told me that her cousin just turned 21. She took my hand and said we're dancing when they played her favorite song. We didn't stop till everybody else was gone. I'm gonna change her name, but she don't know it yet. She's what I've been praying someday God would send. I ain't never been the same since we first met. I'm gonna marry that girl. I'm gonna marry that girl. My best friend's tired of hearing me talk about her smile. He says you've only known her for a little while. My mama keeps on saying I better take it slow. I just say I will, but I already know. I'm gonna change her name, but she don't know it yet. She's what I've been praying someday God would send. I ain't never been the same since we first met. I'm gonna marry that girl. I'm gonna marry that girl. I'll pick the perfect ring. I'll pick the perfect time. Ask her if she'll have me for the rest of my life. That ring. I'm gonna marry that girl. I'm gonna marry that girl.
September sky.
just don't happen twice.
WRCO Studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant. Welcome to the community.
Oh, I can't believe tax season is here already. But look at all this info I have to enter.
Phil's small accounting firm is growing in numbers.
Why didn't I take that typing class in high school?
A data entry specialist could really help him in a crunch.
I got blisters on my fingers.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A. O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
After not being able to be open Friday, July 12th, for which they offer their sincere apology, the Old Cooch Mountain Humane Society's Animal House food stand will be open for business again this week. But, unlike most weeks, because the Walk with Grace is Friday, rather than being open on Thursday and Friday this week, Animal House will be selling its delicious Chicago dogs, brats, and other sandwiches and tasty treats from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. on Wednesday and Thursday. Just look for the bright red Animal House food trailer next to the Richland Center Community Center parking lot on Wednesday and Thursday of this week. Hope to see you there. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
From the Lost and Found, Lost, a red and white dachshund puppy. The puppy's name is Pearl and is not wearing a collar. Lost on Sheldon Street in Richland Center. The number to call is 608-604-7889. And a reward is being offered for that dachshund puppy. Again, it was Lost in Richland Center, 604-7889. If you're looking for that perfect gift or something special to brighten up your home, look no further than TriStar Gifts and More, located at 1651 U.S. Highway 14 East next to Dunkin' Donuts in Richland Center. They offer a friendly atmosphere filled with adorable, funny, and unique items. From beautiful candles to stunning metal art, TriStar Gifts has something for everyone. Visit them today or call 383-1280 for more information. TriStar Gifts and More, your one-stop shop for home decor and gifts for any occasion.
Wilkinson Auctions Muscadet Area Equipment Consignment Auction is Thursday, August 8th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. Some of the highlights include a low hour 2021 Case SR175 skid loader, a John Deere 550C dozer, tons of trailers including multiple reefer trailers, combines and heads, and grain carts and gravity boxes. New equipment is arriving daily, so check the website or come down to the auction yard to see new pieces. The Muscadet Area Equipment Auction, Thursday, August 8th at the Muscadet Yard. More info at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Did you know that our Richland Center and Muscadet stores carry culverts? We have single or double wall plastic culverts, and we have galvanized ones also. We also have drain tile in 3, 4, or 6 inch diameter. And for the farmers, we have fencing supplies, water tanks, bale feeders, bunk and mineral feeders, and many more things. Stop in at our Richland Center or Muscadet stores to see these and many great products. And as always, we do appreciate your business.
100.9 WRCO.
Look at me, I'm as helpless as a kitten love a tree. I'm walking on a cloud, I can't understand love. I missed it holding your hand. I walk my way, and a thousand violins began to play. Or it might be the sound of your hello, that music I hear, love. I missed it. Can say that you're leading me on, but it's just what I want you to do. Don't you notice how hopelessly I'm lost? That's why I'm following you. My own. Should I wander through this wonderland alone? Never knowing my right foot from the left, my head from the blood, love. I missed it too much in love. You can say that you're leaving.
Track flashback from Ray Stevens, and that is Misty. The new forecast calls for pretty much the same, mid to upper 70s for today. As we approach the noon hour, some rain possibly this afternoon, a 40% chance. The best chance appears to be tonight, breezy with occasional showers, and some could be strong with pockets of heavy rain. Thus, the flash flood watch for Sauk County in effect from tonight until tomorrow morning. But flash flood watch there. It looks like, again, one of those summer showers where you might hear somebody a few miles away saying, "We had 2 inches," while you're sitting there with about 15 hundredths. That's kind of how it goes sometimes in the summer. Right now, 74 on the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge. Here's Lone Star.
Jones, working at the IHOP, 10 years worth of bacon, eggs, and tears. She's waited on every creed and color while waiting on this day to get here. Graveyard shifts, two bed tips, making every quarter count. It's worth it all to see your son in that cap and gown.
There are times in life when you gotta crawl, lose your grip, trip and fall. When you can't lean on no one else, that's when you find yourself. I've been around and I've noticed that walking's easy when the road is flat. Them dang no hills will get you every time. So we can
they couldn't take his will. Hell-bent to run in that local marathon, he trained through the endless pain and pills. It hurt so bad that sometimes he just had to cry. He didn't stop until he crossed that finish line.
There are times in life when you gotta crawl, lose your grip, trip and fall. When you can't lean on no one else, that's when you find yourself. I've been around and I've noticed that walking's easy when the road is flat. Them dango hills will get you every time. Yeah, the good Lord gave us mountains so we can learn.
This is Phil Nee, hoping you have a great rest of your Monday. We'll be back your way bright and early tomorrow morning right here on the radio. Let's ride out toward the afternoon with Reba McEntire.
Baby, baby.
WRCO.